Okay, we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona State coach Todd Graham. The Sun Devils are on the road at UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimbel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Todd, obviously a tough loss. Is a loss like that, though, something that can sort of galvanize a team when, you know, you think back to the UCLA game last year, you guys lost that one tough and then went on a five-game winning streak, beat SC, Stanford, Notre Dame, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting. That fourth week has been interesting here. You know, 2013, we went out by Stanford, you know, and came back the next week and beat USC, you know, here at home. And then last year had the same thing with UCLA. We came back and beat USC the next week. The big thing we got to do is, you know, obviously focus on us. It's about us. Obviously, we're playing in a great league where you've got to bring it every week, and you can't turn a football over four times. And so our big deal is correcting that and not turning the football over. And obviously our guys have been, you know, this is a veteran team. We're disappointed how we've played, but you don't have time to sit around and do that. We had the best practice we've had all year, and our guys know exactly how to respond.
Great. Thanks, Todd.
Okay, buddy.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Todd, piggybacking a little bit on what Kevin just asked, what's your role, what's your strategy in ensuring your team is resilient? You've got a little bit of a track record there, as you mentioned, but what's sort of the message, the words you use to make sure the locker room doesn't lose its focus or get discouraged?
Well, I mean, obviously that's for our locker room. You know, I mean, with our guys, it's not a speech, you know, Ted, you give, or one thing you say after a loss or something like that. It's really a body of work. I mean, what do you emphasize? We emphasize character, you know, service and sacrifice, you know, mental toughness, discipline. Those are the things that we emphasize, and obviously, we teach the kids, about life, and life's like that. Sometimes you get kicked in the teeth, and most of the time it's self-inflicted, and that's what we did. We turned the ball over four times. We've done it the year before. Every time that happens in this league, whether it be, any team, look at, Oregon, they just, they had a tough, tough deal. But in this league, man, that can happen quick to you, and especially if you turn the football over. So, I mean, our message is our message every day. It's whether we win, whether we lose, it's all about, men of character. That's how they respond. And so, it's not any one thing that we do, but I've got all the confidence in the world that our guys will respond. I mean, obviously, we're disappointed. Not the discipline style that we've become accustomed to. We've been third in the country in 3 years taking care of the football turnover ratio, and we've had our struggles. That's what's really has plagued us is turning the football over, and we've got to get that righted. We had the best practice we've had all year, like I said, but it's not really what I say to them. It's not about giving them a speech or anything like that. It's about you reap what you sow when it comes to relationships and developing a program. That's why our guys have responded so well in the past, and that's what I expect them to do.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
Any further questions for coach? Now, last chance. We're going to let Todd go to lunch.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, boys, thanks.